Alex.
Heavy rain in the east and holy terror raining down in Moscow on the subway system. Two females responsible Muslim militants are suspected calling themselves the Black Widows. Putin vows to destroy all militants moving against Mother Russia. We'll dive into that. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show, Coast to Coast, and all those spots in between. This is a show about water cooler buzz. We think at its best. Thanks for tuning in to the Little Old Show. You can chime in and throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791. A follow-up right from the get-go, quickly. The militia members in that uprising deal, the Christian militia, arrested in three different states. There were the last of the nine that were arrested after the search in Michigan. They were plotting to kill police officers. There was the sealed deal with the FBI, and that was revealed in court. And that's what they were charged with Monday for, trying to come up with a plot to kill one specific police officer and then slaughter a bunch more by bombing the funeral and try to scorch the earth with some kind of an uprising against the U.S. government. And this they thought was their way to do it. So those raids in Michigan and Indiana and Ohio related to what these charges are now. So the FBI moved quickly. They were planning the attack sometime in April, according to prosecutors. They got guns in the raids, but they wouldn't say whether they found any explosives. And the FBI says they dealt a pretty severe blow to what was not a militia. What is not the militia that we say, hey, if you want to gather and you have thoughts that are anti-government, you should be able to express anti-government thoughts. I mean, for goodness sake, we do that here on America Tonight. We're talking about dangerous people who absolutely, if all the I's and the T's and the everything else in between is dotted and the evidence is there and it's real, then we're talking about people that we're going to go after the cops to wave a flag of, hey, we're not standing for a government, so we're going to stand up to them this way, and this is how we're going to get attention, and we're extremists. And sorry, I can't jump on that extreme bandwagon. I'm all about people being able to band together, and you know that I'm also a proponent of gun rights and the Second Amendment, but not for going after innocent people all in the name of some, what they're calling, greater good. We'll see how this, still, it's one of those cautionary things. Let's wait and see how all of it plays out. I'd love to hear more about the evidence. It's pretty vague, other than the charges, and we've got the evidence that this is what was going to happen, and this was going to happen in April. Well, it's not going to happen in April, but it will happen in the fall. Now that healthcare reform is here and everybody's still trying to digest it, if you will, with the House seats up, your vote certainly matters. But will your vote change the landscape? Now, there are some Senate seats that are up for grabs, too. Arlen Specter, from the time I was a little kid, I can't remember, and growing up in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania area, I can't remember a time of never seeing him on the tube talking about something. Of course, most of that time, my childhood, he was a Republican. He jumped and switched to a Democrat, as all of you know, for fear of not being able to win back his seat. Now let's see what happens as Joe Sestak, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, congressman, wants the seat. And, you know, Specter is hoping he's the guy. And then there's Pat Toomey, Republican, the candidate for that Senate seat as well. This could be the end of the line for Arlen Specter. Somebody recently did a story, and I thought it was interesting to hear from both of the opponents, and this is their assessment of him.
I won't change a position because of an election. That's the big difference between the two of us. He'll vote as it's necessary.
He just reversed himself on position after position and started moving in lockstep with the most liberal Democrats. So he's really, I think, undermined his credibility.
Yeah, undermining the credibility. That's the thing I wanted to get to. How many people that are in office now have ruined their credibility with the American people? There's been poll after poll recently that's now trickling out after the vote on health care. Because it's done, it's here, you can't go back into the past, but you can certainly boomerang into the future. And I believe a lot of the Democrats say, you know, it's, people are going to like it, it's here, they're going to like some of the things they don't realize they're going to get in health care reform. So it's not going to be a massacre on election day. That's not what's going to happen. But I think so. I think that there are going to be people that have faces that we've seen for a long time, like Arlen Specter, that might find themselves out of a gig and not standing there with a Senate seat or a House seat anymore. And you, my friends, wherever it is that you live, hold their futures in your hand because you ultimately have the vote. You ultimately decide, are you going to have the same guy or woman back in the spot, or are you going to make a change based on things that made you very upset in this past year and the past couple of months and 2009, or do you stay with the status quo? And that varies from state to state as to who's in. I think Scott Brown was a big wake-up call, what happened there in Massachusetts. Martha Coakley, who should have been the shoe-in in the sense that she was the Democrat. She was the one that was picked to step into Ted Kennedy's seat that he had held for a very long time in an extremely liberal area. And instead, Scott Brown got in there and represents the good people of Massachusetts, where they hadn't had a Republican in how long was it? 70s since they had a Republican senator. There may be more shocks along the way. Specter, I'm sure, falls. Senator Harry Reid, he's got a tough battle on his hand. The people in Nevada aren't happy. And in most of the polls, he's lost a lot of ground. He'll have to make up significant territory. Something else that's happened that's intriguing is what's going on in the U.S. Senate race in Arizona. You have J.D. Hayworth, who's putting up a big fight, and for a while, he was a radio talk show host on a big station in Phoenix on a pretty, what they call pretty big stick, and a lot of people used to listen to him, and they know him from his Congress days, and he's going up against McCain, and he's starting to gain a lot of traction. That's why McCain, I think, tried to rally around, lean on a couple of friendships like Joe Lieberman, but Sarah Palin was campaigning for him, too, over this past weekend. And it'll be interesting to see if McCain loses his grip, too, in Arizona. Change is coming big time, yeah? Change with health care reform, but change probably on the floor in some of the faces that you might see if you turn on C-SPAN. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleeShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 29, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 11,1160. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,141.99, $571 for a half ounce, or $285.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,141.99, $571, or $285.50.
We have always believed our country was about expanding opportunity for Americans. With the passage of the sweeping health care reform, working middle class Americans are getting the short end of the stick. The health care mandate will require almost every American to be insured or else pay a fine. This means less control over your finances. Take back control by trading in precious metals. Gold and silver have always been and continues to be the leading way to protect against our weakening markets. Call Midas Resources today for a free book, 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Understand the risks and benefits to own metals by calling 800-686-2237. Insure your financial future now. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237 or visit MidasResources.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Tonight, we can count. It's the numbers, baby, and there's always a lot of them. And we have some interesting ones to talk about. That is in another 10 minutes here on ATN. But before we get to that, a couple of other things worth mentioning. You know, the president just gets back from Afghanistan, and what's being tossed about, I think, in some of the op-ed pieces after health care reform, what's next? Is immigration next? Tackling immigration? Tackling immigration is, you know, that's back on the shelf somewhere because God forbid that we should get rid of the whole anchor baby thing. Oh, nothing, I think nothing has infuriated me more since I saw, and I know I talked about this once before, a piece somewhere. It was a television piece that was done, and I knew this was happening. But I guess it, just seeing it and just hitting, it hit home more with me or something, where this woman was being interviewed and talking about, wow, how she just loved America because here she was in her Escalade getting a manicure and making $9,000 a month. Thanks to the Anchor Baby deal, she was getting so much money that that's what was happening. Oh, yeah, I have my nanny. My nanny has the babies. I'm going off to get my nails done. This is something that is so incredibly wrong with that picture. So immigration, sure, it'll be talked about, but you can bet nothing is going to be done in the next half of this year. No way. Mark is listening to us in Long Island. Hello.
First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
And many, many more.
Thank you.
I know you're only 29 years old, so and you always will be.
I love that. Yes. Oh, thank you.
Yes, you got it. Anyway, let me not say anymore. You'll smack me. And now I'm going to get down to the serious stuff. As I'm talking to you, I was watching John Avlon of the Daily Beast and Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center on CNN.
Sure.
You know, they mentioned rage on the right and all these militia groups, and maybe they were going to plan something. But I just want to ask Mr. Potok something. Did he forget about the black fellow who shot the four deputies up in, what was it, Washington State?
Mm-hmm.
Has he forgotten about all the plots and the people from the Nation of Islam or from Islamic imams in the prisons that basically have an army ready to go at a moment's notice? That never seems to make it into his reportage. And I was listening to Michael Savage today. Am I correct in this that a rancher down in Arizona was murdered by an illegal that came across and ran back across the border?
Yes.
Heard that story?
Yes.
Yeah, somehow illegal immigration or Latin Kings, MS-13, which is a humongous threat to this country amongst other gangs, which is in an older issue of Police magazine that I have, how the infiltration with the of these people from these countries that are basically socialist dictatorships undermining our country. That threat never seems to come into Mr. Potok's lexicon, or you know, it's just disgusting to me. I think here's an idea: let's get the militia groups that are training and really want to, you know, that are running around, and put them on the border. If our president, if our Congress will not put our National Guard on the border, put them on the Arizona border. Let them chase down the people that are killing our ranchers, our hardworking Americans. How about we try that? You know, I'm just disgusted because they're ramping up something. They're trying to get people, infiltrate, and get them, you know, people are aggravated at the government. I don't agree. I don't know what the militia groups, this particular group was planning. But at the same time, doesn't restrict my right to say, hey, you know what, like you said, you can dissent and you can criticize your government in absolute and total freedom, even though you know I'm on a list, you're on a list,
you're
listening to this phone call, and Potok, you can kiss my ass. I'll join a militia if I feel like joining a militia. You know, it's just, it's upsetting because, you know, this creep, Cooper, this homosexual here, he's a former CIA or he works for CIA, they're telling you what they want, you know, but they're ignoring the other plain stuff that's right in your face. Even the, I don't mean to keep mentioning another host, but Michael Savage mentioned, I think it was the Bologna family, the three of them that were killed in California by a Latin King because he went down the wrong street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sanctuary city like New York City is, and they let these people off over and on again. But see, that doesn't seem to bother this guy. And we had a stabbing on the subway. Did you see that in New York Post?
Yes.
And I have no idea who did the stabbing. There were with all the cameras and everything else that's around the city, this guy got away. And the victim's mother said, why was he carrying a steak knife? Who knows? Everybody was probably drunk, and it was a sad situation. But let's find out who killed that kid on the subway. Let's see if Potok gives a damn about that. Anyway, happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Good. He makes some good points. What about the stories that there's no follow-ups to, including the one that we were also outraged about, the cops that were gunned down in cold blood in Washington, how horrifying that story was. And I guess the big point is making so much about the militia versus all the other things. See, here's the problem, and Mark's right, it's what I said. I support gun rights. I support the Second Amendment, absolutely, all that stuff, and I wouldn't take that away. And there is power in voicing your frustration, and thank God we live in America because we can get upset over things, and we can praise things that happen in our government, and we're fighting with our own words because we care, because we have passion for our country, because we want a better America for our kids, for our families, to thrive and survive so they can take advantage of what so many people have shed their blood over in battles and hard-fought battles for the price of freedom from the very, very beginning of the founding fathers. But at the same time, you certainly don't want to hold up people who are plotting to kill innocent police officers and use that as the stage to say, hey, we're, you know, we don't want any kind of force in the near future, and this is just to show you how we are. I mean, let me give you a better example. Remember the Minutemen? And we had a bunch of the Minutemen on the show. It seemed like every other week, probably 4 years ago, we had somebody on from the Minutemen organization. And they were there on the border. They were there in some of those Spartan areas, and that's exactly what Mark's talking about. That's exactly what they were doing. There wasn't anything nutty. There wasn't anything untoward. It was pretty straightforward. Now, there was some problems because it made some people nervous. But the Minutemen actually helped a lot of the Border Patrol agents. And whether they're it's politically incorrect for them to say it or not, they did. There's no question about that. And people, the mayor of San Diego started to get nervous about that. But they were a tremendous, tremendous help. So a blanket statement, that's the problem. And I think that's what he's getting to. Oh, easy to jump on this one. Oh, it's the nutbags, the weirdos. Yeah, look at this militia. Just try to pound that in, but yet ignore some of the other things that are happening. Coming up on the flip side, we're not going to ignore what's happening. We're going to give you the numbers on a couple of different things in a segment called We Can Count. And I think you'll enjoy it this time around. Some of it's heavy fare, and I'm telling you guys, I'm trying to put in some lighter stuff. You asked for it, and it's true because we do mix it up. So we're going to mix it up a little bit in We Can Count. So some of it's lighter fare, and some of it's a little bit more serious. On the serious side, one interesting note I'm going to throw in here about Toyota. Did you hear this story about Toyota deciding that they were going to use, or NASA was going to help try to figure out the accelerator problems on the Toyotas? So it's because they're engineers and they know what. You know, how do you come up with this? Let's go to NASA. They're not doing anything. They're sitting around. Let's see if they can help us with our problems. I guess that was the thought. I don't know. Stay with us. We Can Count coming up around the bend.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
As the U.S. and the world slips slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
The sound of the steel drums. Anybody ever been to the Bahamas? You know, they always have the steel drums going in the background. That Junkanoo parade. It's fun. Okay, the start of We Can Count. Hamas sees 270,000 from a Gaza bank. They say that have been frozen by the Palestinian government in the West Bank. So now there's a new feud between the militants of Gaza and their Western-backed rivals. The seizure, according to Hamas, was backed by an order from a Hamas-run court. You see the problem here, don't you? Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. It's the latest power play by the radical Islamic group. You know, we have Hamas folks planted in the U.S., honestly, we do. And they took control of the Strip back in 2007. The Gaza Strip is, I mean, it's just, it's already a horrible place, and there's so many young people there. I think the population is crazy skewed toward, like, 16-year-old kids, boys, and younger than that. So, you know, when you set this whole thing up, you got about 10 Hamas police officers. They go into the bank of Palestine in Gaza City. They demand 1 million Israeli shekels, that's what they call it. That's about $270,000 to you and me. And, yeah, so that's what happened. So they froze the money. It's, there's just, they're just waiting to bubble over there and Jerusalem with what's happening with Netanyahu and digging the Israelis digging their heels into the sand, and their counterparts saying, "No, this is our capital city. I don't see a peaceful way that they're going to coexist." Ernie Els is pretty peaceful these days. Here's the lighter fare, and we can count. Ernie Els made some big clutch par putts. He's been waiting a long time for this. So it's back-to-back weeks that he's won tournaments on the PGA Tour. He won the Arnold Palmer Invitational. They had a lot of problems with this, with the wind and the rain and blah, blah, blah. So he won, though, at Bay Hill. That's back-to-back wins. It's the first time in 7 years. Now he goes into Augusta National as the big-time favorite. All eyes are going to be on Tiger Woods. Every story out of the Masters is Tiger Woods. You can just, always it is anyway. It's all about Tiger. But now, in light of what's happened, absolutely you can expect most of the conversation not to be about Ernie Els. And, geez, he looks really good. And how do you think he'll do heading into Augusta? Because he's hot right now. Look at those clutch putts he made to win. No. Mm-mm. It's going to be Tiger. Where's his wife? Do you think that he's, with all the personal things that have happened, he's overcome his loss of privacy or whatever, and how that's affected his golf game? We Can Count is down to four teams now for the final four. Do you believe it? In the big dance, whittled down to Butler, West Virginia, Michigan State, and those darn Blue Devils that just won't go away. You know what the odds are? I've seen some odds on this. The Blue Devils' odds of winning it all, 2-1. West Virginia Mountaineers' odds of winning it all, 4-1. How about that? Michigan State winning it all, 9-1 odds. And from there, of course, we go to, West Virginia. West Virginia's chance of winning it all, 10-1 odds. I like those odds for West Virginia. Rick in Illinois, I'm sure, is going to gloat about West Virginia. I bet he doesn't like those odds either. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah, you believe now?
I think it's great. I mean, good for the Mountaineers for getting there.
Yeah. I think they're going to take it all now.
Well, I told you what the odds were on the board. I mean, 10 to 1. I don't necessarily agree with that. If you look at, and you've been watching them, so you probably know, I don't know why I saw somewhere, it's probably different in all over Vegas, but 10 to 1, it doesn't seem right to me. But anyway, if you look at them, I mean, they have everything to play for. Bob Huggins, who has the history with Cincinnati long ago, has done a great job with the Mountaineers. And from what I could see in the last couple of games, that's all I've been able to watch, is their defense is something. I mean, they've got a very, very physical defense.
Yeah, that's why I picked them way earlier. So I've been watching them, and they got a good defense.
Yeah.
Here's
one last thing, and you know this because you're watching the team. I love nicknames, and I love the point guard they have, Truck Bryant, who wasn't even there when they played Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if he's back and supposedly he's cleared to play, that would make a big difference.
Big difference, yeah.
Yeah.
But they got a guy on there named the Butler, and you can say the Butler done it.
There you go.
Butler. Yeah. The Butler did it.
Yeah, and he's one of their bigger players, too. I mean, he's the heart and soul. He's Mr. Clutch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just heard I didn't catch all that there in Detroit. What's going on up there?
Detroit.
Kill us. Was that what it was?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the militia. You're talking about the militia and what the court unsealing the charges was saying that what they were planning on doing was killing the police, killing a bunch of cops, and then going to their funeral and blowing up more cops, and that would be a way to get across their message about anti-government.
What kind of group is this?
Well, they're calling themselves a Christian militia group.
Yeah. I didn't catch it all. I just saw part of it on the news. I had something to work today, and I ain't been watching the news.
Yeah, you know,
like a bunch of nuts out there.
Yeah, sadly, you know, for people who are assembling and aren't nuts, it just shines a light on the people who are extremists. I mean, hey, if that's what they were going to do, if the plots were there, they have the plots. It's not some trumped up nonsense. And to pull the FBI into it at that point, because they don't want to have egg on their face right now for this, for some of the other things that have happened in the past. I mean, if these charges are true and they can nail them with it, man, that's no good. You can't do that. You can't go after police officers. You just can't do that.
You're talking about the Masters coming up. Tiger Woods is his number one fan, Jesse James, going to be there, cheering him on.
Yeah, he probably is his number eight. But if I were him, I wouldn't want him there. But yeah, you know, his one of the porn stars that he supposedly messed around with is going to be appearing at a club a mere 50 miles away.
Well, she probably knows Jesse James, too.
She probably does. She has a few tattoos, and she probably knows him. You're right.
Yeah, that guy. What's something wrong with that guy, too?
Yeah, for him, it was four.
Yeah. So far.
So far, exactly.
Yeah.
In fact, on that note, I think, Rick, thanks for the call. On that note, we do have Jesse James. If you remember, this was about a year ago. He was talking to Howard Stern. It was a pretty, because he's not a guy who gives it up very easily. Well, he gives it up, but he doesn't give up the verbal very easily to anyone in the media. But he was on Stern's show, and this is what he said about his relationship with Sandra Bullock and how she pretty much knew everything.
I've been 100% honest with her and upfront about everything, like right from the get-go, where like some of the things I had to tell her at the beginning of our relationship,
right?
Like, hey, I was with porn star, hey, we're having a kid.
Right.
And all this stuff. And, like, several points I expected her just to turn around and run. It's been really hard, but it's a testament to what an amazing woman Sandy is.
All right. So she's not hanging in there this time, though. It looks like she's probably filing for divorce. Jeremy is listening to us in Alaska. Hey, Jeremy.
Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Do you prefer Kate or Miss Delaney?
Oh, call me Kate.
Okay. I was hoping I could by now call you by your first name.
You can.
Hey, this ain't what I called about, but I wanted to know if I could nominate you prettiest woman on talk radio.
All right, well, you just have nominated me. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, but I guess I have nothing to back this up, but I called about the militias, and I've been checking out several online militia websites on the net, and I guess there's a rumor going around that 1 million have joined over the last 24 hours, different state militias all across the country.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Well, pretty fast mobilization. You have to say that, absolutely.
Pretty good restraint, too, from, you know, people not just going off half-cocked and, you know, doing something stupid right off the bat, you know.
Well, that's the idea. If you want to be taken seriously, then you don't do that. You can't. It's like the thing with the going after a congressperson. You might want to strangle them, but wanting to strangle them because you're upset about the way they voted and actually physically trying to do something, that's just stupid. And that just stupidness leads to possible prison term, and who knows what you do to your family when ultimately you step off of the platform and you go into the crazy side. That's the thing. The militias themselves, like I gave you the great example, the Minutemen militias, I thought they did a great job along the border, and we had so many of them on the air, but they weren't going off half-cocked, and that's the problem, or beyond that, going to the extreme zone. Hang with us.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The healing revolution is here. Naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To the technical director, Matt Johnson. That song has been stuck in my head, I know. It's been stuck in my head all day long. You know when, like, some freaky tune just gets in there? Usually, it's a little better than this, but I don't know. The Ghostbusters thing somehow was rolling around. I don't know. Maybe something's a little loose. I'm not sure. I have to be fine-tuned. Because normally, I wouldn't go back that far, back into the vault, but yeah. Ghostbusters. Remember that movie? Sigourney Weaver? How long ago was that? That had to be 80s.
Early 80s.
Yeah, early 80s.
I think it was like 85 was the first one, and I don't remember when the second one came out. Maybe like 89 or something.
Mm-hmm. Bill Murray.
Right.
Remember Bill Murray was the star then, and he was doing the Saturday Night Live thing. And
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, Dan Aykroyd.
And then, what's the guy's name? He's a big director now. He was
oh.
played the really nerdy one.
Harold Ramis?
Yes.
Yeah. Harold Ramis was funny in that, too. He was really nerdy in that. It would be weird to go back and watch that movie and see if it even... It's like watching Caddyshack, though. I still can watch Caddyshack.
Oh, Caddyshack's classic.
It is, it is. There's classic lines from it. And I just watched it last week again. I mean, I just watched it. Michael O'Keefe was good in it, too. I mean, everybody was good in that. There's just something about it. I don't know. Somebody told me the other day, too, that Bill Murray has a really funny book out. I wish I could think of the name of it. I'll post it on the website when I do. But it's about golf and his brothers and, you know, had the whole thing for how they came up with Caddyshack and blah, blah, blah. But it's supposed to be a good read. Okay, coming up, we do have birthdays for you. And, of course, this day in history and news you can abuse. In fact, let's start this time with this day in history, March 30th, because there's some really cool things that happened on March 30th, like this. A guy in 1858 named Hyman Lippmann of Philadelphia patented the writing device we call the pencil. And it did have an attached eraser as well. Isn't that cool? Number two, pencil. If you're doing crosswords and stuff, or if you're a kid, you're in school taking tests, you had to have those pencils. I can't remember the last time I've used one, though, because I, of course, fill out the crosswords in ink as I get them all wrong and have to look up the answers. 1909, the Queensboro Bridge, the first double-decker bridge, opened in New York City. Also, in 1946, Academy Award was heard, the Academy Awards, heard on the radio for the first time. The first dramatized story was titled Jezebel, and it starred actress Betty Davis. Betty Davis. I was going to say something about Jezebel. I saw a few moments of that, but it looked like for a movie in the 40s, It had some teeth, and she definitely had teeth in that movie. 1971, the Bee Gees got a gold record for the single Lonely Days. When playing it, they heard the song at a faster speed and said, hey, this sounds like disco. The rest was Saturday Night Fever music history. In 1974, John Denver reached the top spot on the music charts with his hit, Sunshine on My Shoulders. Sunshine on My Shoulders, so easy for me to say. You still hear it if there's a 70 station near you and you flip it on occasionally, you'll hear that song. 1983, basketball player Larry Bird from the Celts set a regular season Celtic scoring record, 53 points. The record stayed intact only a couple years when Bird broke it again with a 60-point performance. How about that? Yeah, you know, we're always talking about what things are worth, and we do the Week and Count segment and whatnot. And we have Harry Rinker on twice a month to talk about what stuff is worth. In 1987, Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers brought $39.85 million. At the time, it more than tripled the record for an auctioned painting. The sale was on the 134th anniversary of the birth of Vincent van Gogh. Go. How about that? Just some of the things that happened on March 30th. All right, let's jump to news you can abuse quickly. And in news you can abuse, we have some weird, crazy weird news, like the cops busting the owner of a flame-throwing scooter. People must have too much time on their hands. Set things on fire. I don't know. But here's what happened in the UK. Somebody decided to set a motorbike on fire, and pretty much right away, you know, the bike shoots 15 feet flames from behind. And in setting it on fire, it wasn't, I'm setting this bike on fire, it's I want the bike to shoot flames. So in practicing it, apparently, some bikes went by the wayside, but this daredevil did get it right. And just before Christmas, he actually posted videos of himself on the all-important YouTube, and the bike had flames shooting straight up in the air. But the police don't like this bike. They spotted him recently driving his new ride out in Lincolnshire, just a small community north of London, and they stopped him on suspicion of possessing an object converted into a firearm. He was released on unconditional police bail without charge until they could investigate it a little further. Yeah, because 15 feet behind him, you could see these flames coming out. So I think they really, they didn't know what to do with him. Again, is this, what do we do with this guy? He's got this bike and it's shooting flames out. So something's not right here. Here's some other news you can abuse, stories I think you'll enjoy. From Knoxville, Tennessee, a 6-year-old and her mother are recovering from minor injuries. They were hit by a car driven by a 9-year-old. The good news is they were mild injuries. What was the 9-year-old doing alone in a 93 Taurus with the keys in the ignition? What happened was, you know the scenario. The mother of the child ran into the library to turn some things in, just throw the books into the return box. The daughter was in the car and decided to put the car in drive and hit the gas. So that's what happened. Here's the thing. You know, she was horrified, thinking nothing's going to happen. Child services, baby. Anytime anything happens, you parents know, somebody's calling child services. Oh, I can't figure this out. All right, one more. Maine will remain a single state. Lawmakers rejected a proposal from State Rep Henry Joy to divide Maine into North and South Maine. Joy argues there are two Maines, the North rural part and the populated Southern part. He made the proposal after a discussion over the future of valuable woodlands. A bipartisan council that decides what bills the future legislature, or the full legislature, will consider has shot down the two main idea. Two Maines, Maine 1 and Maine 2, the plentiful Maine and the one that's just not quite so plentiful in the woodlands. Okay. Now it's time for those all-important birthdays. Can we have some music, please?
Hey, birthday singers! Come on, people, we need birthday singers!
All right, celebrating a birthday today, Nora Jones. You know Nora Jones, right? She's pretty talented. She's got great pipes. She won a whole bunch of Grammys a few years ago. 31 years old. Matt Doran, you might have seen him in The Matrix, Star Wars, Australian actor, 34 years old. Mark Consuelos, married to Kelly Ripa, All My Children actor, remember that? 39 years old. Celine Dion, 42 years old. Ian Ziering from Beverly Hills 90210, 46 years old. MC Hammer, 48 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at America Tonight.
Hey, Delaney, too. Don't forget about that birthday.
That's right. My birthday, March 30th, baby. Thank you.
Putting together a girl's night out. Want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know. I hate you, too. That's the way girls are.
Hello, do you know him?
Fame, fortune, fat women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.